The weekend that was again started off slowly. Chest Puff Thursday resembled a ghost town. You could literally count the number of people out on two hands. Nothing of any note seemed to happen. It was a very welcome, peaceful night. Friday Fight Night was definitely the problem night again last weekend. There was an early incident involving a young guy who had just walked out of Night Owl and was king hit for no apparent reason. It was reported that he did not suffer any serious injuries. Friday night saw a bit of the usual Thursday night chest puffing, with one guy and his mate being moved on by Lismore City Council street security from the one little seat in front of Night Owl. A group had congregated and were causing some trouble. This one guy tried to stand up to one of the big security officers, who ended up pushing him back when the guy got in his face and was yelling, and then knocked his arm down when the guy tried to raise it at him. It ended with the guy walking off making lots of threats at the top of his voice. I'm not sure what set him off in the first place. A group remained at the one little seat and were seen to throw food at what appeared to be the security officers working in the taxi rank across the road. There was no one else in the vicinity of where the food landed. I think they were pretty lucky it missed hurting anyone. Moments after this, two of the group began fighting after one was mouthing off to another. A few punches were thrown and Lismore City Council street security were all over it, breaking it up very quickly. Towards the end of the night, we were treated with another unusual domestic. The female involved was very angry about something and her partner was hitting street signs in frustration. They walked off arguing. I believe they were excluded from one of the licensed premises as a result of being too intoxicated. The end of the night had its own bit of action, with one lady being punched in the mouth after leaving the Night Owl and crossing over to the taxi rank. Street security had already gone home. There was some screaming for a few minutes before someone intervened and removed the lady who punched the other one. There was a bit more commotion when one of their friends returned for more. The ensuing argument quickly ended when the lady who got hit walked off. Saturday night again had its crowd of predominantly happy revelers. Unfortunately, there were carloads of people drinking in the street and causing some trouble. It would have been a peaceful night otherwise. Some young people were out and about, but they were not causing any trouble or hassling anyone. There were also a few good buskers out to keep us entertained. We couldn't complain about that. Our creepy stalker guy from last week was out again on Saturday night, but he did not appear to follow anyone. Maybe he was just extremely intoxicated last weekend and did not realise what he was doing, or maybe he was just pretty wasted this weekend. I did catch some information about a horrible accident out Corakai Way over the scanner on Sunday night. A four-wheel drive ended up on its roof, resulting in police, fire brigade, ambulance and the SES being called out. The last I heard, the female occupant was removed from the vehicle and treated at the scene before being conveyed to hospital. She seemed to be okay. This is River FM 92.9 and I'm Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.